Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Saldanha City Council met on Wednesday, January 24th, to discuss an ordinance that could make life a little bit easier for potential daycares. The ordinance would amend a single-family, two-family residential district section to allow daycares for city uses. The Saldanha Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the proposed changes that would allow for a timely review and processing of permit applications for these daycares. In the city of Saldanha, there are currently only two daycares, which makes it difficult for parents seeking care for their children when they must go to work or school. It's also difficult to access affordable child care for many families. This would allow more daycares, help families escape poverty, and improve our local economy. In a memo written to the council, Saldanha Planning and Zoning requires daycare centers to obtain a correctional use permit to operate in the rural, residential, and single-family, two-family zoning districts. If the council were to approve this ordinance, it would mean that it would allow for a quicker processing of permits, reduce the cost to prospective daycare operators, and it would maintain the current standards that are listed in the code. John Karneski, Director of Economic Development and Planning, explained how if this ordinance were to be passed, daycares within that zoning district would only need an administrative permit.
Under our current code, required daycare centers to obtain a conditional use permit in the rural residential and single-family, two-family zoning districts. And to date, we have not had any issues with those daycares in those districts. And so we were questioning the need to require them to go before the Planning Commission and incur a $250 fee and then a 1 to 2 month waiting period to get their permitting, when in fact, again, we haven't had issues. The other zoning districts that allow daycares, they don't require a conditional use permit. They just require an administrative permit. And what we're proposing here is that all of those zoning districts that allow daycares just obtain an administrative permit rather than the conditional use permit.
After a vote, all six city council members were in favor of the ordinance. It looks like Hillcorp is going to conduct some seismic surveys along the Sterling Highway this spring. For this story, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Hillcorp Alaska plans to conduct a 2D seismic survey along the Sterling Highway between Clam Gulch and Anchor Point on the Kenai Peninsula between March 1st and April 14th. The survey will provide seismic data and will be used to evaluate future drilling targets and fill in current gaps in data. The project should take approximately 14 to 24 days, operating 24 hours a day continuously, but Hillcorp says they will work around timing for school zones, bus stops, and emergency vehicles. According to Hillcorp, any lane closure operation should only be partial lane closures. The survey will involve the use of two Vibe trucks, which will travel down the shoulder of the Sterling Highway from north to south. The Vibe trucks will stop and lower a plate to the ground, which will vibrate every 55 feet for approximately 1 minute before moving and repeating the process, moving approximately 3 miles per 24-hour period and 46 miles total. Hillcorp says the traffic control plan has been developed and will be in place for the duration of the project. The project summary posted by Hillcorp offers assurances regarding disturbances to the survey area, stating there'll be no surface disturbance at any point before, during, or after the duration of this project, as well as no drilling or explosive charges will be used at any point in this survey. The survey location will start at approximately milepost 117 of the Sterling Highway, continuing south to Anchor Point, then transition to the Old Seward Highway to approximately Martin Drive. Further details available by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.